Asexual affirming care abstract. Asexual patients face unique healthcare challenges that result in and maintain health disparities among health professionals. A general lack of cultural competence related to asexual identities perpetuates negative healthcare experiences and subsequent avoidance of care. This article provides an overview of asexual communities, the related culture of compulsory sexuality, and healthcare challenges facing asexual patients. Following the overview, the authors outline the necessity of providing asexual affirming and consonanted mental health care through the presentation of a clinical vignette about a patient questioning whether he identifies as asexual. Through the vignette, a comprehensive asexual affirming framework for mental health practice with asexual patients is reviewed, which addresses culturally competent assessment and psychotherapy practices, ethical considerations, common clinical challenges, and incorporation of intersecting minoritized identities. Clinical vignette: you receive an individual therapy referral for a 33-year-old white cisgender man named George, who is seeking care related to sexual identity questioning. Specifically, he desires to explore the intersection between past experiences of childhood sexual abuse and his current preference for celibacy. George expresses self-judgment and sadness related to a recently ended romantic relationship. He states the relationship ended as a result of his desire to abstain from sex, about which he and his ex-partner disagreed. George isn't sure whether his history of abuse explains his desire to abstain from sex, or whether he identifies as asexual. During the first session, George notes he has engaged in identity exploration on his own for some time, but the process remains elusive. He reports he has always had anxiety when engaging in sex, which he has typically done out of a sense of obligation to his partners. He describes sex as a chore, and reports disliking all forms of sexual touch. He says he is unsure whether this is due to an aversion developed in response to trauma, an innate disinterest, low sex drive, or a combination of these factors. He reports he has never had a sexual fantasy, and describes masturbation as something he only does for cleaning out the plumbing. He states he does not utilize external stimuli such as pornography and relies on occasional morning erections. In addition to disliking sexual contact, George reports experiencing flashbacks in which he re-experiences childhood sexual abuse. These do not appear to have a specific trigger, and sometimes occur outside the context of sexual or romantic intimacy. George also reports some disruption in mood, previously diagnosed as depression, for which he is prescribed an SSRI. He reports no changes in sex drive or desire since starting the medication. George states his curiosity about asexuality arose after he came across the term online, but he is unsure if the label fits him. When asked about this uncertainty, he says he does not want to live a lonely life. All his previous relationships ended because his partners felt sexually unfulfilled. He states this was confusing because he believed the relationships were otherwise going well, and he felt a sense of intimacy and connection with all past partners. George also describes feeling alienated in other social relationships, which he attributes to the frequency with which others talk about sex. I don't have anything to contribute to the conversation, and I don't want to be judged, he states. You convey unconditional positive regard, empathy, and genuineness throughout the intake session. Towards the end of the visit, George becomes frustrated and asks, what are you going to do to fix me? Considering ethical practice principles and current clinical knowledge, how do you approach continued assessment and ongoing psychotherapy? Asexuality and Lubbockia plus affirming care. Asexual spectrum communities. Asexual people experience an absence of sexual attraction to others, or amounts of sexual attraction to others that differ from people who are not asexual. Asexuality is distinct from celibacy, which is when someone of any sexual orientation chooses not to engage in sexual behavior. Asexual identity exists along a spectrum with many possible labels, including gray sexuality and demisexuality. People who are not asexual and whose sexual attraction is considered typical are categorized as allosexual. Research on asexual identities is still nascent, though asexuality in humans has been observed for decades. Approximately 1% of the population identifies as asexual, a figure that has remained stable over time. Children and adolescents increasingly identify as asexual, with up to 10% of Lubbockia plus youth in one national survey using the label. This is thought to be due to decreasing stigma and increased access to information through social media. Compulsory sexuality and allonormativity. Despite increasing social acceptance, many asexual people experience compulsory sexuality and allonormativity. Compulsory sexuality is the assumption that sexual desire is universally experienced by all adults. Allonormativity is the notion that allosexuality is normal, labeling asexuality as abnormal. As a result, asexual people may face stigma, microaggressions, verbal harassment, exclusion, and even dehumanization. Some experience discrimination, risk of corrective sexual violence, and invisibility in media and sex education. Asexual people holding intersecting minoritized identities, such as BIPOC, transgender, gender diverse, or disabled may face compounded stigma and systemic barriers. A common consequence is the internalization of stigma, social avoidance, and isolation. Compulsory sexuality and allonormativity contribute to both distal minority stress, like discrimination and harassment, and proximal minority stress, including internalized negativity and identity concealment. Lubbockia plus cultural competency and asexual health disparities. Health professionals have increasingly focused on cultural competence for Lubbockia plus communities. However, competence in asexual affirming care remains limited. Cultural competence involves ongoing self-reflection, cultural humility, and learning. Asexuality is a normal variation in sexual orientation and is not inherently distressing or pathological. The DSM-5 distinguishes asexual identity from sexual dysfunctions. Nevertheless, pathologization of asexuality remains common among health service psychologists. Negative healthcare experiences, including pathologizing responses, contribute to health disparities and avoidance of care. Asexual people exhibit higher rates of anxiety, depression, PTSD, and suicidality than allosexual peers, influenced by minority stress and negative social contexts. Improving cultural competence and following evidence-based guidelines encourages care utilization. Clinical and ethical challenges. Returning to the vignette, George's case highlights the need for an affirming stance, exploration of sexual identity, and careful assessment of trauma and distress. HSPs must consider their biases, uphold ethical principles, and avoid pathologizing or attempting to fix identity. Navigating biases. Biases may intersect with gender, sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, and disability. Asexual TGD people and asexual BIPOC patients may face unique stigmatization, oversexualization, fetishization, or exclusion. Disabled asexual patients may encounter assumptions that their orientation is caused by medical or mental conditions. HSPs are ethically obligated to recognize and mitigate their biases. Affirming asexuality as a normative spectrum of human sexuality supports positive outcomes like self-acceptance and resilience. Sexual orientation change efforts and asexuality due to bias or lack of knowledge. Some health professionals may recommend harmful sexual orientation change efforts. SOCE is unethical, unscientific, and harmful, violating APA ethical principles. Instead, HSPs should provide psychoeducation, explore ambivalence, and support identity exploration without attempting to change your orientation. Assessment of asexuality and working with an asexual patient. Asexual affirming assessment validates identity, acknowledges conflict, and incorporates intersecting identities and minority stress. Practical steps include offering asexual options on intake forms, exploring trauma history, and distinguishing between trauma-related sexual aversion and inherent asexuality. Working with an asexual or asexual questioning patient. Ongoing psychotherapy should incorporate monitoring and managing psychological symptoms, exploring sexual identity and values without agenda, addressing minority stress and internalized stigma, using Rogerian principles of unconditional positive regard and empathy, acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, is one possible approach for values-driven exploration and reducing internalized stigma. Connection to asexual community spaces, like AVEN, can buffer minority stress and reduce isolation. For patients like George who desire romantic relationships, therapy may explore relationship options, communication, and boundaries with allosexual partners, including possible non-monogamous arrangements or sex-free partnerships that respect consent. Conclusions and lessons learned. Asexual patients navigate barriers including bias, lack of cultural competence, fear of pathologization, and risk of unethical SOCE. Culturally competent, person-centered care affirms identity, targets minority stress, and avoids harm. Key considerations: increase cultural competence and address biases related to asexuality, incorporate cultural humility and recognize intersecting identities, avoid sexual orientation change efforts, recognize that distress arises from minority stress, not asexuality itself, provide person-centered, affirming assessment and psychotherapy.